Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you've turned on your TV, then you've seen what's going on in our city and in our country. And San Diego has experienced a third day and night of protesting yesterday. With what's going on in our country and in our city, it can be hard to talk about it with our kids. So on the phone with me is Chelsea Gold. She is a parent and school psychologist here in San Diego. She's here to help give us some guidance on how to talk to our kids. Chelsea, thanks for being on with KXXY 96.5, the 80s through today. Before we get started, real quick, how many years have you worked as an educator?
This is my 10th year working here in San Diego as an educator. My background is as a psychologist, and I currently work in early intervention mental health with students.
You have a lot of experience with this, and I've been getting this question a lot from our listeners, is how do you talk to your kids about what's going on with these protests and why they're happening?
I think before we even get to how do you, I think we have to get to the fact that we actually have to have these conversations.
Right.
I know as a parent myself, our big thing is always shielding our children. We don't want them to get overwhelmed and stressed out. The thought of bringing up scary topics that are related to these protests and riots seem like things that we maybe don't want to add into our children's lives. But to be completely honest, it's something that we absolutely need to. The problem is it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for us as adults. So the first thing I would do is highly encourage parents to take that leap and be honest with our kids. Be transparent. Be real with them. Because when we don't do those things, we're actually doing a disservice to them. It's their right as children to hear the truth and hear it from you so that they can educate themselves and learn what they can do to help.
I think you're absolutely right that it is necessary. So how do we start that conversation with our kids?
I'm a firm believer in being proactive and building children's awareness. There are protests happening, and we want our kids to be aware that this is because the world is angry and upset and frustrated, and people are joining together and they're speaking up and trying to make a change. And I know that for some of our younger kids, this can be something that we can relate to, something as basic as differences. And I use books with my child. So you can start out as simple as that when you talk to your kids, explaining that, you know, people aren't all treated the same in our society right now, and we are moving forward and we are trying to find ways to bring awareness to this and actually create change. Showing that we are here to love our world, that people are coming together for our brothers and sisters around the world who are being hurt by others because they're different.
We're talking to Chelsea Gold, a school psychologist here in San Diego. So honesty and transparency, that's how we should approach it with our kids. How else should we address this?
I really think that talking about how this is making them feel is key, and not just talking them out of their emotions. A lot of times as parents, we want to rush to, oh, this is why you shouldn't be worried. Oh, this isn't going to impact you. When in actuality, when's the last time someone told you to calm down and you actually calmed down?
Right.
As an adult.
Right. I mean, no one likes to be told how to feel when they're feeling it in that moment. So I agree with you on that. Having a biracial baby or multiracial baby, I should say, and for other parents who have multiracial kids, how would they even approach the subject of speaking about race and how the world might view people of different colors?
I think education at a young age is huge. We have to, of course, always be age appropriate and look at the developmental level of the child, but educating them, talking to them about using words like racism. That's something that I, even though Miles may have a hard time, that's my son Miles, pronouncing the word, I can still talk to him about the principles and how we need to treat others the way that we want to be treated ourselves. For kids who are older, we can talk to them about who George Floyd was and what happened to him. and having them kind of learn about history. A lot of us are home. We can use this time to educate ourselves as families. And I don't think you have to be the expert. A lot of parents avoid this because we have some knowledge, but we don't feel like we know everything. And that's okay. Being honest with your child and learning with them is a huge part of kind of bringing the family together. And then also just helping the child feel at ease with, you know, it's okay to talk about these subjects, using these words and understanding what they mean.
That's Chelsea Gold, the school psychologist here in San Diego. Thank you so much for being on air with us. And you sent me a link of some really great resources to help parents out and talking to their kids about this situation. I put all those links up in one big blog for you at kyxy.com. So parents, if you need that resource, go check it out there, kyxy.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.